Hey there, Brad here. In my house, we do not have a lot of rules, but there's one rule that we do have though, and that's the most important rule of all. And it's we do not ever miss an episode of TOS Podcast. Hi, welcome back to TAS Podcast, and this episode is about football. So, if you didn't know, well, I kind of enjoy football a lot, and okay, maybe a little, yeah, a lot, I'll go with a lot. And then, yeah, the UCL just started, and the first people to open up was, okay, that was weird. The first, oh fuck, I didn't intend to make it sound weird, so I'm sorry about that. The first people to start play was PSG and Bayern. Oh my god, it was so funny that Messi ghosted, and it's been a long time I saw Messi ghost in a match like so bad, you know. There are times that Messi don't really score goals or make assists, but like you see his wonders on the pitch, okay? Like you see him play, you see him move, you see him like levitate and shit like that. But this time it wasn't like that. Messi was just like nowhere to be found. I'm like, God, what the fuck is going on? It's been a long time I saw something like that. So it was kind of sad to see. But please, Messi, we know you won the World Cup, yeah? And we know that you've done it all. You've won everything there is to win, but please, you still have to show up. Like, you still have to show out. You still have to like let it be. I mean, there's no doubt that you are the best. Obviously, you're better than the other guy whose name we are not even going to mention on my podcast because he's not worth mentioning over here. So, but just show up, please. I'm begging you. Should I go on my knees? Because I would if you want me to. And for the other guy's fans that were using it as the opportunity to throw, like, are you guys not ashamed? Are you guys as shameless as your faith? Do we need to remind you of what your faith do we need to remind you of what your guy did? Do we really need to? I'm talking about, oh, but he scored a hat trick. I think he scored 4 goals at that match when he was playing. How many did he score 4 goals? Tell me how many did he score 4 goals when he's dining with his fellow stinkers. It's literally playing in a child's ground. So yeah, of course he's gonna score 4 goals. So how is that surprising? That's not even the point. Like, you guys are, they were so excited about it. They were like pasting it everywhere. They were so excited. Like, so do you see how you feel? Do you see how it tastes like when someone you support do something exciting? They've been starving. Like, they've just been starving. They've been starving. Now they finally have a little taste, just a lick in the ocean, like one lick of how Messi fans felt throughout the World Cup and throughout other tournaments, and they are going insane. They want to go mad. Like, their heads are almost off their necks. Do you know these people were posting ratings from apps here, and I can't remember what Messi got on those rating apps, but like he got an average score. He didn't really do well, so they were posting and laughing. Look at Messi's rating. Look at Messi's rating. But when we were posting Ronaldo's ratings and laughing, they were like, "Oh, how did you even believe in such apps? These apps cannot be trusted. These apps are this. Da-da-da-da-da. Ronaldo is shut the fuck up, bro." Do you think we care? We don't fucking care. But the fact that you can clown on this rating apps when it's not known in favor of your goods, but you want to bitch around and paste it everywhere when it's not in favor of Messi, it's so, how do we say this, hypocritical hypocrites, hypocritical. Oh shit, hypocrites, hypocritical. I think that's it. Hypocritical. It's so hypocritical of you, bro. You guys, you guys talk about stress me. I beg. Like, don't stress me. But like, what I'm trying to say. Okay. So that's out. Let's talk about. So back to Messi. Let me not forget. Back to Messi. Messi. So. Time is ticking, tick tock. Time is clocking, click, clock, click, clock, click, clock. Show out. Huh. Time is going on. Give us something to work with. And let's talk about Chelsea and Dortmund match. Now, tell me how a team like Chelsea, who spent so much funds in getting all these talented and like expensive players, oh my god, they have a lot of players, and it amazes me how they are still thinking this much. Like, I really do not get it. I really don't understand it. Like, why? What exactly is going on? Is it the fault of the coach or the players? And I don't even think it's the fault of the players sometimes. And I don't know, but then we've seen these players play for their teams and their countries. Like, they're good players, so why are they still thinking of the pitch? Do you understand? And the fact that you spend this crazy amount of on these players, you spend like 600 million only for what? And what do you get for that? You are not even moving up the table. So like, what did you get for spending such amount of money? And they are even trying to get Neymar in. I don't know if you guys saw it, but I saw it from ESPN, so it's supposed to be like, you know, credible source, right? Like, you're trying to bring Neymar. Neymar is not going to save you, let me tell you. Oh my god, it's so comical, it's so laughable. Oh my god, Chelsea, come on now. Like, Chelsea, come on. Neymar is not going to save you guys. You guys need to do some internalization. Am I pronouncing that correctly? I hope I am. But you guys need to do some internalization. Neymar is not going to save you. That's what I'm trying to say. And the fact that your fans and your supporters are even trying to troll other people, troll other teams and clubs. you, a Chelsea fan, trying to troll an Arsenal fan? Like, come on, be serious. Be for real. Oh my god. There was this Ghanaian Chelsea supporter, yeah? He tweeted about how he was just trolling every fucking team. I'm like, is this guy okay? Young man, I think you need to loosen your braids. Loosen your braids. Free your head. Let breeze pass inside your head. Massage your head. Bath sea water. There are a lot of seas in Ghana. Bath sea water. Wash your brain. Because how can you be trolling us now? He's even trolling Barcelona, talking about how, oh, Chelsea, Barcelona thought they stole Kwande from Chelsea only for Kwande to be scoring own goals. Okay, and so what? And so what? And as for you, Kwande, Jules Kwande, don't think you are safe from my hands. What was that stunt you pulled yesterday? You scored an own goal for your team. You scored an own goal. And you had the guts. You have the effrontery to post the fire fit outfit after the match. You don't have shame. They don't sell shame in your village, right? Like, how can you even do that? This is the second time I've seen you scored own goals. Like, what the hell are you? Don't you know where your pitch, what they call it, where your goal post is, and you don't know where your opponent's goal post is? I think the coach have to doodle it on a paper for you. Like, you know, that childlike drawing, and tell you, see, this is our goal. Don't put the ball behind it. Play the ball forward to the other goal post. Do you hear me? I think they have to explain to you, like, they have to explain to you like they are explaining to a child. Because I don't want to score an own goal for the third time. Like, if you score an own goal for the third time, it will be really comical. And to be honest, I really don't want to laugh at you, because I feel like your fashion style is impeccable. You are so stylish. You are so refined. You are just... Please, no. Don't score an own goal anymore. That's just what I'm trying to say. And you, this nigga, you try to butcher Rashford's leg. How dare you? Do Do you know how valuable that leg is to me and my club? Do you know? And I feel like Marcus Rashford shouldn't even do regular things with those legs. He should like cherish those legs, ensure those legs, have people massage those legs like every single day, rub fine oils only on it, because that leg is an asset to Man United right now. Like, this nigga just can't keep scoring. He just cannot keep scoring. He's been scoring from any fucking angle. Oh my god. He just can't keep scoring. God, I'm so happy for him and I'm so proud of him. And I hope he's proud of himself too. And I hope he knows how important and special he is to me and to the team. Konde, don't try that. The next leg, when you and your team come to United's home, yeah, don't try that shit with Rashford again. You don't know me. I will fucking jinx you, guy. I will jinx you. Ask people, yeah? When I put your name on my username, I will just put your name on my username, and that's why you are jinxed for life. I will just put Miss Konde on there, and you are down for. Behave. Be civil. The next leg, be civil. Bro, I don't care if you are the hottest, you know, stylish guy. Don't joke with my Rashford like that. Don't fuck with my team like that. I'll fucking come for you. So, Chelsea fan, leave people alone. Leave people's club alone. Focus on your own club. Like, I don't remember the last time you guys even won 3 straight matches and you want to laugh at someone else. Are you being for real? You don't even know what wins look like. You don't know what a W looks like. When was the last time you saw that beside your club's name? When? Tell me. I want to know, because I want to know what's funny about the whole situation. And I don't know how you still have the guts to laugh. I don't know how you still have the will, the energy to laugh. Because if it was me in that situation, I wouldn't be laughing at all. Like, I'll be mad, pissed, furious. My face would be like red and puffed. I think the last time I saw Chelsea won a match, it was on a PlayStation, like a PlayStation game. That was the last time I saw Chelsea won a match. Like, you guys, pack it up. And to those who were trolling Bellingham, yo, your days are numbered. Listen to me. Don't come for my guy. Do not come for my man. That's my man, and I'm gonna stick beside me. I don't care if you go stay in that Chelsea Dortmund game. Do not come for my man. Even though she has done like a few things that got me upset, but he's still my man, and I will still defend that guy. Like, do you know what he did to make me upset? Let me tell you. So this Bellingham guy, after the whole World Cup thing, you know, everybody was hyping him. Everybody was like, Bellingham, 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 Bellingham. Now the like people speculating he was probably going to go to Liverpool or he was going to go to Real Madrid, and I was really excited and I was really happy because I was like, I want more eyes on him. Yeah, he's a very good player, a very great player, and I want him to be in a league that has more, you know, audience. So I was really excited when I heard that news. Then we saw Instagram stories and snap of Bellingham's best friend. I don't know if it was his best friend or his brother, so I'll just call him his best friend. We saw videos of Bellingham's best friend. He'll be posting snap of him being, and the snap and the stories, eh, there is a location stamp on it. So he's usually posting them with a stamp of Liverpool's location, like Liverpool's executive and their teams, the club's location, yeah. So it's for the rumors more that this guy was going to go to Liverpool, because it made it seem as if they were like talking. He was trying to negotiate something with the owners or the executives of the club, yeah. That was what it looks like. Apart, now this nigga did not go to Liverpool, neither did he go to Real Madrid. So I'm like, why were you transfer baiting us? You know what queer baiting is, like, you know, you are not gay but you try to appear gay probably to increase your sales or to make your name more popular out there or to spark controversies. Yeah, he was transfer baiting. He knew he wasn't going to do no transfer, but he was baiting me to think he was going to do transfer. And I had high hopes. I was shipping him with people. I was shipping him with Van Dijk. Can you imagine how heartbreaking that is for me? Like two hot men passing balls around and playing with balls. Okay, that came out wrong. But like, you know what I'm trying to say? I was looking forward to them playing together. I don't know. I was so excited. I was so happy because I liked, obviously, I loved both of them a lot, and I wanted to see them at the same team, and I wanted, you know, more audience for Bellingham as well. But this guy never moved to Liverpool, and I'm side-eyeing him like, guy, you are a con artist, you need to be arrested, and you need to be detained and charged immediately, as soon as possible, ASAP. And let's not even talk about Liverpool. Yo, those people have been stinking as well. And I don't even know how they managed to win their last match, yeah? But like Liverpool, oh God, I've never seen them stink this bad in my life. I don't know, probably they were stinking when I was a child. But like growing up, me watching football, it's been a long time I saw them this bad. Like, I mean it. I could be high as shit, like, right? Actually, I could be high as fuck. Then I'll walk into a club and see, what do we call them, strippers twerking and shaking ass, and I would think they are Liverpool defenders. I swear to God, because their defenders are always throwing their ass in the air and their head down as if they are twerking. I don't know, are you guys strippers? Is there something in the water that they are not telling us about? Like, ah, you guys are not even Muslim, so why is your ass in the air? Defend the freaking ball and stop twerking. Oh my God, if you think that's what you want to do, quit football and go quit or go build your own strip club. Like, I'm fucking serious. I'm dead ass serious. I'm not even joking right now. And you know the funniest thing? If they have a club for Liverpool defenders to throw ass, I'll be right there, like front row. Gosh, imagine getting the opportunity to see Van Dijk throw ass. That man is so hot. No, I wouldn't miss such a chance. I wouldn't miss such an opportunity. I don't know if it's weird, I want to see a man throw his ass, but like, I'll definitely pay. Like, my card, you have it. You have my money. Take all my money. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how much it is. I'm paying. I'm seeing it. I'm going. I am there. First person. I will even be there before they open the gates. So let's talk the top two. That's Arsenal and Man City. Now, as we all know, Man City is number one on the league. And I'm so excited. I'm so happy that they're number one. Because, like, low-key, I've been rooting for them. I love Pep a lot. I feel like Pep is a great coach. And, I mean, that man is hot. He's totally sugar daddy material. So, like, what's there not to love about him? But he's hilarious. He has a great personality. So, yeah, I like him a lot. And I like a couple of people as well. I like Haaland. I don't know why everybody is just like hating on Haaland, but I really like him. I like how positive he always is, even if when things are not going according to his plan. It's just so nice, it's just so sweet, and it's just a positive guy. And he also has like a good sense of humor as well, so obviously I also like him. So yeah, that's that. Jack really scored a goal, but you know what, that guy don't fool me. I see through him. Like, you cannot fool me. I don't like that guy one bit. It's so annoying. Like, all the times he spent on the floor, on the ground, he can actually do a lot with those times. Like, that guy, do you know the last match I counted the number of times like someone came into contact with him, and the number of times he actually fell? Guess what, he was touched 11 times. He fell all through and only stood 2 times. So out of the 11 times someone came in contact with him, he fell 9 times. Can you believe that? And they paid 100 million from this nigga. This guy do not, it's not worth that amount of money. I swear, he's so annoying. And him falling on the ground every single time is more suspicious than the Twin Towers. But at least the Twin Towers had like airplanes in full force coming at it. But you, who the fuck is touching? Nobody is touching. Get the fuck up, nigga. Get up and play the fucking ball. Oh my God. He's so frustrating to watch. I don't enjoy watching Jack Grealish. And I hope he cuts off his hair, because his hair is ugly as fuck. He looks like a crescent penguin. Take off that fucking hair, Grealish. You don't look great in it. God, I'm so tired of Grealish. See, you know what? Let's just talk about something else. Asna. Asna now is top two. What a delight. Yo, I'm enjoying every meltdown they are having. I see their fans have meltdown like for like 2 days now. They've been having meltdown. Oh my god, it's so it feels like orgasm. That's all I can say. Oh my god, I enjoy it so much. They tasted the victory. They thought they were it. They thought they were done. They thought it was sealed. They boasted and clowned their hours for it. And now, guess what? They are back to number two. Ah! I love it so much. I enjoy it. It gives me joy. I really love it. See, I was laughing here because obviously it was funny. And someone was like, well, at least we are higher than Manchester United. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. But are you number one, though? Are you? Me? I'm fighting for top four. And honestly, I'm content with being top four because I don't want to play Europa next season. So yeah, I'm content. But you've been blabbing around entire season. Are you number one? Are you gonna win this title? All this, all that, all that. Now who's crying? Who's crying? You've been crying for 2 days straight. Who's crying now? See, if you guys bottle, eh? If you guys bottle this title, yo, I'm going to fucking show you flags. Hey God. I will throw the hell out of you. You will have to block me off your Twitter. I promise you. And I feel like, my God, Asna fans, hey! You guys have not seen anything. All that crying that you've been crying all the time, like 2-3 days now. It's nothing, eh? It's nothing compared to when you actually lose the title. So just pray. Just pray hard. Hard and long. Okay, that sounded weird, but I didn't want it to sound weird. Just pray hard and long that you guys do not actually lose this title. So just pray. Fans, Manchester is blue. It should be blue. Hey, it should be blue. We do not care. Ha ha, loser. But you guys are so hilarious. Especially Flex. Oh my god. Flex would not let us rest. He was always like, Asna, 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 Asna. Now who's crying? Who's crying? Who's crying? Who's crying? Who's crying? You're crying. You're crying. You're crying. You're crying. Asna, Asna, crying, crying. I can literally make a track from this. Yeah, if I was a musician, yeah. But I've made this like this track for Flex alone, for you to listen and cry more. So this episode is getting long and I really do not want it to be long because I don't want to bore you guys, so I'm gonna cut it short over here. Thanks for listening to my football talk, some pundits, and I'm just, you know, talking and saying blah blah blah, whatever comes to my head. And yeah, thanks for listening to my podcast, and I hope you stay tuned for the next episode. Special thanks to all my mutuals that keeps retweeting, liking, sharing my links. Oh my god, I see my mutuals like tweet my podcast link and talk about it. I'm like, ain't you guys so adorable? Don't you guys love me so much? It's so great. It feels so great. It makes me so happy that something that I was doing for fun and I just feel like talking shit, like talking whatever comes to my head, and people like actually like fuck with it. And every single time I say one time, oh, your podcast is so insane. Oh my god, I like how like your podcast is just like laid back. And that's what I wanted to be. I don't want it to be like a hot topic podcast. Sure. And these girls that have been doing this, their podcast, and giving podcasts a bad name, please. Not when I just started. Can you guys just give me a break? I just fucking started my podcast and I'm not getting people to listen to it. Don't spoil this thing for me. Fuck. Please don't. Because every day, even this morning, every single day I wake up and I see something like take podcasts off from Nigerians, take podcasts off from black people, more podcasters than listeners. Like, please. I can't. guys should comport yourself. Just behave yourself. I beg you. Like, but my podcast is not about hot topics and it's not a sexual podcast. It's just like Brad's being on here and just like talking whatever she wants to talk about and whatever comes to her mind. Yeah. So yeah, thanks for listening. I appreciate and I love you guys. Bye bye. And Man City is top of the league.